Mickey, big new era starting for you guys in Test cricket now without Misbah and Yunus. You've had a few days with the boys. You had time with some of them at the World 11. How are things shaping up?
Yeah, things are shaping up well. You know, I think this is a real challenge for us, and we had a good chat about it this morning. I think the challenge is there. It's a new dawn. It's a new chapter for our Test team. I think we're ranked 6th at the moment. We've got to work on getting it down. We've set ourselves some realistic goals, and South Africa 2019 is our ultimate goal. That's where we want to be. We want to be where we think we can be with this group of players.
Was there a difference in these would have been the first Test nets you've had without, you know, Misbah and Yunus there? I mean, obviously it's going to be different, but did you notice any kind of, was there like a big hole somewhere on the field?
No, not at all. Everybody just goes about their business and gets cracking. You know, that's the one thing with cricket is, you know, you farewell two legends of the game, but the next training session, there's other people in their places and off you go, you know, preparing the team as best you can again.
The two guys who are replacing Misbah, they have big shoes to fill in. Do you think they can up to the expectations?
Yeah, look, of course they do, and I think it's unfair to, it will be very unfair on the two new batsmen that we bring into the team to say that they're the replacements. I think it's incumbent now on Azza, Ali, who's been superb for us in the last year in Test cricket, Asad Shafiq, and to a lesser extent, Babar Azam. I think it's incumbent on those three guys standing up and taking the bulk of the runs now, because the other guys are going to be young, inexperienced players who are where Babar Azam was a year ago, where Asad Shafiq was a couple of years ago. You know, so if we're looking at those two batsmen and labelling them the replacements, we're wrong. The replacements are in Azza Ali, Asad Shafiq and Babar Azam, and those are the three players that need to step up for us.
And currently, how much is a bigger challenge for the fitness of Yasir Shah and Azza Ali's knee?
No challenge at all. We put injections into Azza Ali. He's moving freely. We'll just have to monitor him. He's got a long-term problem there with his knee. So we'll just monitor him. And Yasser got to the quad standard, albeit right at the death, which is good. And we make no compromises on the standards. Those are the standards that we've set ourselves. You know, that's a culture that we're working on. And I don't care who you are, you've got to maintain those standards. Yasser did. He achieved there, and I think he's joined the death squad here, as you could have seen. He's been running shuttles, and that's what happens when you arrive into our setup and you're not at the required standard. So it's very simple. They both fit, they're both ready to go.
I know you're still a couple of days out from the Test match. How likely is it that you might be, you know, giving a debut to both Usman and Harris in that final 11 come Thursday? I mean, there might be a little bit of shuffling of the Test, or, you know.
I can probably safely say that there'll be a shuffling of the order, just a fraction. And probably one of the two will debut.
And how do you rate your opponents? They are also going through a bit of turmoil coming into this one.
Yeah, look, they are. Now, I mentioned to the boys today that you know, we can't take Sri Lanka lightly. Sri Lanka in these conditions are a very good team. They've got some destructive batsmen who scored good rates, and they've got a good bowling attack. In these conditions, they're a formidable opposition. We respect them greatly. And they've obviously come out of a period where they've been under the gun a bit, you know, and that's that makes it even more dangerous for us, because they've got a massive point to prove. So they've come here with only a win on their mind, and we certainly not going to underestimate them or take them lightly at all.
One of the major turnarounds of Pakistan team is the presence of the captain, Shahnawaz. He's a cool customer. The calmness that he brings to.
Who's that? Safras. Yeah. Look, Safi's good, and we've got to realize Safi's making his debut here as a Test captain as well in this Test. I'm really confident that in Safras we've got a leader, a very positive leader, a guy that looks to take the game on, an attacking captain if you like, and I think he's going to be very good for the team going forward.
Any targets for the series?
Oh, look, every series we go into, we want to win, you know. So that's our ultimate target, because we judged on that. But I think for us, this is, as we've said previously, that this is a start of a new era. This is a new dawn for the Pakistan cricket team. A little bit, we're going to see some fresh faces. We're going to see some younger faces, and I think that's very, very exciting. And that's all part of the challenge of building a team going forward.
Do you think, Mickey, Sri Lankan cricket team will be under pressure because the ICC anti-corruption unit is focusing on them recently, their matches?
No, certainly not. Certainly not. I've read a little bit about it, but I don't particularly understand it. But I don't think they're going to be under any pressure at all. As far as I can see, they're the ones in the clear. So I don't think they will be under pressure. I think they're under pressure because of their performances in the last series, and that makes them a very dangerous team.
Thanks.